If we don't mind just heading off of Fred and just moving on to Oscar, and it, whether you see that being beneficial to the tailings farms.
Now that is. But there is one big differentiation.
Mm-hmm.
I already mentioned to you, Oscar, as it exists, can be used for detoxification. But officially, industry doesn't want to touch naphthenic acids in ponds, in working ponds. And the reason is that these naphthenic acids serve as surfactant. They actually enhance bitumen separation.
Yes, we understand that. We were wondering whether the levels of naphthenic acid can actually get too high and start becoming an economic hindrance and start wearing down the pipes, for example.
That's maybe, but they don't understand biotechnology.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main problem. I worked for a private company, and it was hard to talk even about simple chemistry to petroleum engineers.
Interesting.
I have some background in, let's say, sciences that are closest to everyday life, and I have problem following this website because this is very specific for genetical engineering.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, they will understand even less than I do.
I see. All right.
So, it's a very traditional area. Now, on the other side, Alberta environment is more flexible, and we would like to see the advantage of sciences. And I must say that I'm really impressed with your work.
Well, thank you.
Now, where do you get these catechol concentrations?
The catechol concentrations?
Yes. Because it's mentioned that it is one of the pollutants in ponds. Nobody ever mentioned them in any of the reports.
Well, I believe previous projects have targeted catechol in tailings ponds as well, in the oil sands. We believe it's quite possible that they do come from the bitumen and oil sands. It's just a byproduct that exists. Catechol also comes in as a byproduct of metabolism from bacteria as well.
Okay. I'm not denying that it's happening. I just wonder because the company never reported any catechol.
I see.
So have you actually measured catechol concentration in pond water?
That can be something that can be looked into, I suppose. I'm certain the literature must reference it in some form or another.
Because literature is one thing, the real life is other. You need to prove that there are these byproducts in pond water.
Yes.
Otherwise, just theory that will never find an application.
Well, we also have our desulfurization and denitrogenation pathways, which end up producing catechol along the way as part of metabolism. What we aim to do with the catechol degradation was take that catechol and actually further convert them into hydrocarbons as well. They do end up being produced by metabolic pathways in at least some of the bacterial species that live in the ponds.
Now, on desulfurization and nitrogenation, there may be application even in working ponds.
Mm-hmm.
Because you did your experiments on dibenzothiophene.
Yes.
And thiophenes are very odorous compounds,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not mistaken. One of the major problems in the industry and the population that lives and works around industry is odors.
Yes.
If you could do anything to digest those compounds and remove odors, that would be beautiful. It doesn't have to be exactly bioreactor because you still have a 10 square kilometer pond that is emitting those.
Right.
If you could produce something that you can put in the pond and actually decrease the production or the emission of benzothiophenes.
Okay.
That is immediate application. Now, how much companies are willing to do that, that's a different story. But that is environmental problem that we really have. It would also be something to do with just plain hydrogen sulfide. Because in some technologies, companies use industrial gypsum. And I'm telling industrial because it's actually so-called FGD gypsum, flue gas desulfurization gypsum.
Right.
which is a bit dirty thing. It's not pure calcium sulfate. So they, by using this gypsum, they produce so-called composite tailings.
Mm-hmm.
And from calcium sulfate, it's in ionic form. Sulfate gets reduced and H2S is produced.
Right.
Sometimes it comes out of ponds and it stinks like hell.
Yes, I imagine it would be.
So, anything that is desulfurization, starting from hydrogen sulfide to anything that's more complicated, has application.
All right. All right, that's definitely a good point for us to take a look at in the future then. We're mostly looking for getting rid of sulfur in ring structures, but if we can get rid, if we can start going into hydrogen sulfide degradation, that would be a good next step, I believe.
From hydrogen sulfide to further?
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, that's true, actually, yes.
Which compounds? If it is just dibenzothiophene, it would be good to have because, do you know what NPRI?
NPRIs?
Natural pollutant. Registrant inventories. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, is this the list of all the pollutants known in tailings ponds?
Yeah, companies report to the federal government the level of compounds that are emitted. So it reports every single compound that comes as volatiles from ponds.
Oh, interesting.
And from the whole mine, not only from the pond.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the masses there, the annual production of those things, and you can see technically which ones are problems.
Mm-hmm.